something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
The Bombers postgame show rolls on. Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Jonesboro, where the Hurricane have defeated the Bombers by a score of 32-7 here this evening. We'll have stats here in just a little bit. Coach Brian Maddox talking things over with his team on the field right now. Bombers had the early lead at the end of the first quarter, 7-6. A defensive touchdown, a 29-yard pick six for Tatum Bashirs. But unfortunately, that would be the only points the Bombers would get tonight. And Jonesboro wins at 32-7. Suddenly we saw the confidence level there through about first quarter or so. And it seemed like after Jonesboro scored in that second half, the second quarter, they got a couple of touchdowns fairly quickly together, and we really saw the steam kind of come out of the team right there, I thought.
Yeah, you can get a little deflated. I mean, because our kids were really fired up for the last 2 weeks, especially playing out like they did at Nettleton. And then, right, you know, they were really working on their confidence in practice, and they did have great 2 weeks of practice. But, you know, sometimes you take on a team that's just a superior opponent and that you have to play a perfect football game. We didn't play a perfect football game. And we also had some injuries. You know, right, I think that, you know, right off the bat, just taking Hershberger out affects the dynamic. It makes you a little more, takes away another dimension out of that. He's really the power runner. Mm-hmm. You know, Gross can be that guy. He just needs more reps. So he needs more snaps. And that's going to come around. It's just going to be how long does that take for him. But as long as, if it works by the time, you know, that you play some of your conference games that you really feel good about being an even matchup, and you start next week with Pine Bluff, you know, that's the one thing that does hurt about the injury to McKay tonight.
Right.
And anyone else that might have got dinged up, is you want to be at full strength starting this stretch with Pine Bluff. That includes Pine Bluff, Sylvan Hills, and Jacksonville. Those are the three teams that you're really fighting for a playoff berth.
Looking at McKay, he's out there on the field with the team as they break their little huddle after the game, and he is unable to put weight on that left foot at all. It's a left ankle injury, and he's out there hopping right now on his right foot. So I tell you what, that doesn't look good for him playing next week.
It does not. And the one thing that you really want to hope that it isn't, if it's a sprained ankle, that it's the regular ankle. If you get up in that,
right,
area in the tendons where they're classifying now as high ankle sprains, yeah, those take a lot longer to get back from. So that's actually a high ankle sprain is really more of a separation of those bones because the ligaments get stretched. So you really hope that it isn't something serious like that. We saw Price come back and get a couple of snaps. He was a little gimpy, but he showed a burst before he went out with his injury when he got popped over on the sideline. But, you know, there's a lot of people that are going to look at this score and say Jonesboro won, but they're not going to realize that Jonesboro trailed after a quarter.
Right.
They're not going to realize that we went toe-to-toe in the second half, even though we're down two scores. We moved the ball 40 yards on them in our drive of the game and did some good things. So you can build off this. You can look at the film. You know, it's just as a coach, that's going to be one of the challenges is you got to keep the team up. It's easy whenever you have a great game like you did at Nettleton. Now come back, and what do you do after you had a game that disappointed you as far as your expectations?
Right. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and have more in just a few moments. Our final score, Jonesboro 32, Mountain Home 7. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you know know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 82 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Major Star Branscombe. The money we raise helps people in Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton counties. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation reminds you that 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. The foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. Don't sit on the sideline. Prostate cancer is nearly 100% survivable if caught early. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 3131. That's promo code 3131 at Vistaprint.com. Own the now.
We continue with the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Jonesboro wins it 32-7 over the Bombers. Let's get our Dirty Jersey Award brought to you by Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate Group. Call 405-4144. And Sonny, we decided to go with young man we talked about getting his first start of defensive end tonight, Xavier Ivory. Played well.
He did. He showed a lot of hustle. And like I said earlier, he brings that speed element to the defensive end position. Second half, he was all over the place making tackles. A young man that returned to football this year. And it's really going to be a big contributor by the end of the year, I feel, from what I've seen so far.
Let's get our game stats brought to you by Mike Stockton, financial consultant of Financial Services and Investment Strategies Group. Call 701-5160. And they were lopsided at halftime, and they didn't change much.
No, they didn't. They were kind of lopsided a little bit like the scoreboard, 500 to 107 in total yards.
Wow.
Mountain Home limited to most of those 107 were on the ground. I think we had one completion for 3 or 4 yards. We might have had a second completion that I don't recall in the second half. But before his injury, McKay had 4 carries for 33 yards to lead the offense. Bojay, 7 for 21. Walker had the bulk of the carries with 10 for 18. And Gross had 9 carries for 16 yards. For Jonesboro, cross jumper ended up 13 of 18 passing for a 194. Bartels caught 8 of those 19 passes for 138 yards. And George, we talked about him a lot tonight too, 10 carries for 141 yards or 14.1 per carry.
That's impressive. Well, back home next week, first time the Bombers have been there in a month, Pine Bluff comes to town. Last time we saw a score, they were ahead of Sylvan Hill 7-0, so we'll see what happens with that. But that's a game the Bombers feel like they've got a shot to win next week. One of those you feel like that if you're going to get into the playoffs, that's one you need to get.
Yeah, that's definitely one that's on your list of games that you feel like you're going to be competitive in and make a difference. And there's been some changes with that coaching staff. Their players are playing a little bit different style of football. I don't know how that change is going. One thing that I feel like we really need to say is if you came to the Harrison game and you watched that game and you're thinking, I'm not going to go back, come back and give these kids a chance, because this is a totally different football team than people saw in week two. And the way that they're playing football, they can be very successful. We saw flashes tonight. We didn't see consistency that we saw at Nettleton.
Right.
So you just need to get back to that consistency. But again, it's consistency against a really good Jonesboro football team, because that shut down. We scored the same amount of points against them that Conway scored.
That's right. Yep.
So
All right. Well, next week it's Pine Bluff at Bomber Stadium. Hope to see you there. Again, our final score here, 32-7. Jonesboro gets the win. That's going to do it for our broadcast here at the stadium. Matt will check scores around the state for us coming up here in just a little bit with our studio report. For Sonny Elliott and for Matt Sharp, our producer at the station, I'm Brad Hall. We're saying so long from Jonesboro.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Bomber Football is brought to you by
RVS Bank, ASC Warranty, Centennial Bank, Chad Beshears of Edward Jones Investments, Dewey and Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Salvation Army, and Roger Talbert of Pegler Real Estate Group.
Join us each Friday night. The Bombers take the field for Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Matt Sharp checks scores around the state next with our scoreboard update on Classic Hits 101.7. ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Your first home is like this dream. The day you walk in, the sun seems to shine more brightly. The ceilings, they just seem taller. And you'll never fix that creaky floorboard because it sounds like comfort. What a hug would sound like if it made a sound. And that's when you realize you're home. Really, really home. Realize your dream with a home loan from Simmons Bank. Dreams realized. SimmonsBank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 3131. That's promo code 3131 at Vistaprint.com.
And we welcome you back to the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home falls to Jonesboro tonight by a final score of 32-7. Of course, the Hurricane came into this game ranked third in Class 6A. We'll talk more about football in just a moment, but I do want to keep you up to date with baseball as well. Over on KTLO AM right now, the Cardinals and Cubs are tied at one apiece in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Cubs hit a solo home run earlier in this inning to tie it up. So that's the bad news. The good news is, though, for the Redbirds, is the Rockies pulled away from the Brewers in the sixth inning. Right now, it is the Rockies leading 8-2. Their last four runs coming off a grand slam in that last inning. So that game is right now in the bottom of the seventh. All right, let's take a look at what else is going on football-wise. Searcy, who came into their game ranked second in Class 6A, looks like will stay there as they beat up on Jacksonville 49-14. As Brad said, Pine Bluff will be Mass Holmes' opponent next week. They were able to escape with a 14-7 victory over Sylvan Hills as the Zebras' first win of the season, I believe, this year. And Marion was leading at one point 17-0 in their game, but West Memphis has made a comeback and taken the lead on the Patriots in the fourth quarter, 26-20. On the local level, Yellow Summit struggling tonight. The Panthers remain winless on the season after falling to Melbourne by a score of 42-0. The Bearcats currently unbeaten on the year. Marshall playing at Rosebud tonight. Have not seen a score on that one as of yet. And also tonight, Mountain View playing at Cedar Ridge. Let's see if I can find a possible score on that game this evening. And that game has gone final. The Yellow Jackets beat up on the Timberwolves tonight by a count of 44-8. Harrison, boy, that game, their game against Morrilton going down to the wire tonight. The Goblins currently the top-ranked team in Class 5A, ranked 7th in the state overall, hosting the 4th-ranked team in Class 5A, Morrilton. And the Goblins have taken the lead late in the contest. Final period, it is Harrison leading the Devil Dogs 39-34. So that looks like quite a barn burner over at FS Garrison Stadium. Also tonight, West Plains playing at Lebanon. Hollister hosting Marshfield. Forsyth is at home against Pierce City. Branson at Joplin. Haven't seen any finals on that game. On those games, I did see this final. Ava defeated Salem, Missouri by a score of 44-16. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that we haven't yet gotten to, a couple of breezers. Number one, Bryant beat up on Northside tonight over at Fort Smith, 42-7. And number two, Greenwood, who is also number one in Class 6A, went to Little Rock and shut out Hall, 42-0. Bentonville playing at Harbor tonight over in Springdale. Fourth quarter, the Tigers are up 35-21. Number five, Conway leads Fort Smith Southside by the same exact score in the fourth quarter, 35-21. Also, and this is also the last score we had, same exact score as number four, North Little Rock, is up on Little Rock Central, 35-21. That was the last score we had from halftime. This game gone final, number six, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number two in Class 5A, shut out J.A. Fair tonight, 43-0. Number eight, Fayetteville, is losing to Bentonville West in the fourth quarter, 28-17. I think that would put the Purple Dogs at 1-3 on the season. That is quite a surprise there. And if that score holds up, looks like Fayetteville will drop out of the top 10. Number nine, Cabot, playing at Little Rock Catholic, and I do believe that game has gone final. It has, and it was the Panthers losing to Catholic by a score of 28-26. So just as soon as Cabot enters the top 10, they're about to drop right back out. Number 10, Arkadelphia, who is also number one in Class 4A, playing at home against Nashville, who is tied for second in Class 4A. We'll see if there is a score update on that one. That game may have gone final as well. And it has, and looks like the Badgers are going to get edged out by the Scrappers tonight, 22-21. So, man, some good games tonight all across the state. And taking a look at some other scores, and there's only one Class 6A top five game I haven't yet gotten to. Number four, Lake Hamilton, playing at fifth-ranked El Dorado. And let's see if we've got an update on that game this evening. Last score we had was at halftime, the Wolves up 20-7. Two games I haven't yet got to in the Class 5A top five. Number three, Little Rock Christian, is at home against Watson Chapel, and I believe that game has gone final. Let's see if we can give the score up there. And it was all Little Rock Christian tonight, 49-7 over Watson Chapel. Number five win at home against Blytheville. We don't have a final score on that game, but the last score we do have was in the final quarter, the Yellow Jackets up on the Chickasaws by a score of 35-15. In the Class 4A top five games, I haven't yet gone to. Number two, Joe T. Robinson, who is tied with Nashville for that number two ranking, playing at Fountain Lake this evening. Let's see if we can find a possible score update on that game. And that game may have gone final as well. And it has, and it was all Senators tonight as they defeat Fountain Lake 60-12. Number four, Warren, was at home tonight against Crossett. And see, that game has gone final as well. And it was Crossett beating the Lumberjacks tonight 38-35. Number five, Shiloh Christian, playing at Berryville tonight. And let's see, I thought that game had gone final. I guess it has not. So the last score we had from that game was Shiloh Christian. Actually, the last score he had was from halftime, the Saints up on the Bobcats 42-0. In the Class 3A Top 5, number one, Rising in Magnolia tonight to play Drew Central. And I believe that game may have gone final. And it was Rising shutting out Drew Central tonight by a score of 38-0. Number two, Camden Harmony Grove at Bismarck tonight, and it was all Camden Harmony Grove, 68-14, the final there. Third-ranked Osceola at Hoxie this evening, and as the Seminoles get the 41-14 victory. Number four, Clinton at home against Harding Academy, and last I saw, it was actually the Wildcats leading the Yellow Jackets in that game, and let's see if we've got an update on that one this evening. Last score we had, Harding Academy has pulled away. In the final quarter, the Wildcats are up 57-36 on Clinton. And also number five, McGee playing at Lake Village Lakeside, and it is all McGee tonight. They are up 54-18 in the final period. In the Class 2A Top 5, number one, Hazen at home against Carlisle this evening. Fourth quarter, Hazen is up 32-14. Number two, Fordyce was leading Bearden 40-0 at halftime. That was the last update we had. Third-ranked Junction City at home tonight against Strong, and I believe that game has gone final. And Junction City defeated Strong in a big way, 62-6, the final score there. Also this evening, fourth-ranked Foreman shut out Spring Hill 40-0, and number five, Gurdon, was a 33-0 winner over Dirks. Real quickly, just want to update you as the game is still in the bottom of the sixth, and the Cards and Cubs are still tied at one apiece over on KTLO AM. The Cardinals do have a runner at first and second with one out, so you can tune over to our sister station, KTLO AM, if you would like to be updated on what's going on with the Cardinals. But if you want to keep it here to Classic Hits on Classic Hits 101.7, be sure you stay tuned from 10 until midnight. The Gift Arkansas 529 College Savings Plan Friday Night Scoreboard will be along with Rex Nelson. Again, that'll be from 10 to midnight, so we hope you'll join us then. Again, Mountain Home falls to Jonesboro by a score of 32-7. The Bombers will host Pine Bluff next week. We hope you'll join us then. I want to thank Brad Hallworth and Sonny Yellett at the studio or at the stadium, and I want to thank you for listening to us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp reminding you tonight the Bombers fell to Jonesboro by 25. Good night, everyone.